Blog Talk Radio.
Alarm clock starts a buzzing. I fall out of bed. The morning reeks of passion, whiskey and regret. I stumble to the kitchen. A black coffee and a cigarette. Last night's picture show coming back in waves. My hangover's again with him, but the pleasure's worth the pain. Well, I'm making my own bed, and I know that it's a sin. But it's hard to make good choices when you're three sheets to the wind. Bleed. Last thing I remember, car karaoke, do a little Springsteen, dancing in the backseat of an Uber SUV. Not sure where we went last or how this scrape got on my knee, but I'm pretty sure that we were kindly asked if we could leave. Come hell or high water, yeah, you know we're gonna blow it down. $20 with a skin it in the jukebox that goes if just hate us now. One shot, two shot, three shot, four, baby, now I'm the dancing queen. We don't paint the sound red, we make it blue. Baby, I saw you treasure all the best times I can remember. Come hell or high water, yeah, you know we're gonna throw it down. $20 for the skinning in the jukebox bed, so zip this head us now. One shot, two shot, three shot, floor, baby, now I'm the dancing queen. We don't paint the town red.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Marv. Recognize that voice. We actually played another song of hers this past Monday or this past past Friday on Indie Country Radio. But before we introduce today's guest, there's a little bit of something I need to talk about that I found out this morning that sort of blew my mind a little bit. This little show, including today's episode, we are 13 shows away from 250. 250 shows in 5 years. That's crazy to me. But, and it's all because of y'all. On the show today, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Chris Bradley, joining us. I was lucky enough to get to see Chris perform and meet her last month. We'll talk about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. So with that, let's bring on the incredibly talented Miss Chris Bradley to the show. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, Cody. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thanks for doing this today.
What's that?
Thanks for doing this today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You know, as I said earlier, and I know I told you this off air, but I wanted to tell the listeners, your song, Margarita Monday, came in number 3 on my indie country radio show this past Friday.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, and again, as I was telling the listeners, I actually met you about a month ago at one of my favorite places in Nashville, called The Row. And folks, if y'all have not seen a live performance from this woman, run. Do not walk to a live show. Just go. It's crazy unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So I understand that you're on the way back to Nashville from a show right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm actually right in between Memphis and Nashville at a little rest stop, which I needed. I needed a rest stop and a vending machine and some water.
Yeah, I understand that because here in a couple of weeks, I'll be driving all the way up to Minnesota in a couple of weeks. So I understand that completely.
Yeah, road tripping. It's a blast, right?
Oh, yeah. See, I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by my next birthday. So,
that's
I've
right.
I've seen 27 so far.
I was going to ask how
I've
close you were. Well, that's incredible. That's incredible. You're super close.
It's, I'm seeing Minnesota and I'm Milwaukee in May, I think. I leave out the 5th. That's what I'm seeing Minnesota and Milwaukee then. And then I'm seeing Seattle in September, and then I'm done. So it's,
wow.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome.
You know, I like to start out pretty much every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not really questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, okay. My name's Chris Bradley, and I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a songwriter and a producer, and an artist, and just released my first record, my debut record, called Worth a Shot, and pretty excited. It's only been digitally available for, I think, 2 weeks now, and my single, We Don't Paint the Town, just charted 64 on the country breakout chart through Music Row, which I was really excited about, and I guess I got into music. I was raised in a household with my great-grandmother, and, you know, being a pianist and a music teacher and a music lover, and then, of course, my mother, a big music lover as well. So I kind of just grew up with, like, music in the house. You know, I started playing piano before I could even, you know, reach the keys, probably, like, 4 years old by the time I was, you know, and, you know, apparently I was singing songs from the crib. So, yeah, that's how I got my start with music, was family.
That's awesome. Now, before we go any further, there's a caller on the line that, if I'm correct, we both know this person. So let's bring it on. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Is it Patrick?
Yes, it is.
Hey, P-Dub, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Is that Patrick Wells?
Pretty good, man.
What's
how
up,
about
man?
Yourself?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm like, who do we know that's calling? I'm good. How are you?
Just wonderful. I know it ain't Monday, so I can't be drinking no margaritas, but I think I do have a little something here that we sipped on last time I was in Nashville. What was that, coffee moonshine?
Coffee-flavored moonshine.
Oh, nice.
pretty awesome.
It seems like any time I see Chris, hear Chris's music, I just have to break out coffee moonshine.
I have that effect on people, I've been told.
Oh, man.
So, Chris, are you able to talk about your side project?
I'm sorry, what'd you say about the side project?
Are you able to talk about the side project, like when's it going to be released and all it entails?
Well, okay, I will say one thing about the side project. I'm really excited about it. I'm a producer-writer on it, and I just some of my vocals, but I'm not the main featured artist. I'm more like a duo partner. Not in the country genre. It's actually completely in the pop and ambient world, and I can tell you that we're finishing mastering this week, and as for, you know, release, that's kind of to be determined, but should be within the next couple weeks to follow.
Oh, cool. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's going to be, it's very film and TV, very atmospheric and ambient and sexy and soulful and pop-driven, so I'm excited about it.
I'm sure it's going to be a smash just like your EP.
Aw, thank you.
I must say, your EP is one of those ones that is very rare these days where you can put in the CD and listen top to bottom and not hear a bad song. Usually you have somebody throw a filler or two song, but, you know, you have no filler. They're all hits.
Wow, that's so kind. Thank you.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to the interview. I figure I'd call, say hi, and I'll be seeing you in June.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you did, and I'm sure that I'll see you around CMA Fest, right?
Yep, I'll be in June, and I'll actually be in town for 2 Mondays, so I got a feeling between me, you, and the Dawsey girls and Kat, there's got to be a Margarita Monday in there somewhere.
Absolutely. It would absolutely. It'd be a shame if we didn't.
Exactly. All righty. You have a good day and a safe trip back to Nashville.
Thanks.
Yes.
Good to talk to you, Patrick.
Good to talk to you, Chris.
Are you going to the Awaba Awards in June, buddy?
I do believe so.
I'll see you there.
Sounds
good.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
All righty, buddy. All righty.
All right, see you, dude.
All righty.
Patrick's great, isn't he?
Oh, he's so great. Great. So that's so good.
I've got some kind of a fun get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Sure.
Okay, if you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't doing music, what would I be doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to say because music's been such a big part of my life for a long time. But I'm, you know, I guess probably something within education. You know, I really love inspiring other people and sharing any knowledge or, you know, wisdom that I have about whatever, you know. So, you know, whether it's music or anything else, I think I probably would have fallen into education. Yeah.
Nice. I always enjoy asking this next question because it seems that the answer is pretty much never the same. So, what kind of music are you listening to right now?
You know what I'm really just loving right now is John Mayer's latest record has just really blown me away. And he actually released 4 songs a month for a few months before releasing the whole thing. It's called The Search for Everything, and it's just incredibly inspiring. Such great songwriting and such great musicianship. So that's what I've really been listening to a lot on repeat these days.
Now, if you ask anybody, they will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this.
Yes, yes, me too. Oh, I've got guilty pleasures. I've got guilty pleasures galore.
Oh, yes. Like 1 minute, I'll be listening to a straight-up George Strait, a straight-up pure country George Strait. Then the next minute, it'll be Eminem's Lose Yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I too, have the same approach.
But, I'm going to throw a couple of scenarios at you, okay?
Okay.
I had a criminal law professor in college. He loved scenarios, which is probably where I get it. But anyway, stranded on a desert island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, that one's easy. I'm taking a pen, I'm taking a journal, and I'm taking a guitar.
Smart girl.
Actually, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be stranded for, so I'm going to bring a pencil instead of a pen with an eraser top.
Even better choice. okay. If you could do a duet with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh my goodness, that's a harder one. I guess I would have to say that I would do one with. Gosh, I guess I'm going back and forth between Chris Stapleton and Charlie Worship. I'd probably do one with Chris Stapleton. I just really love his soul and his song and his songwriting and his voice. And just, I think as somebody who comes from singing a soul background, you know, it might be a cool blend for us, you know, to sing together. So, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. Let him know I'm interested.
okay.
Plus, we could call it the Chris Squared Duo. So that'd be pretty cool too.
Well played. Well played. okay. Now, I heard a Dan Rather ask a Kid Rock this question one time, and I thought it was just the greatest question ever. So I kind of had to steal it.
Okay.
So, when everything's said and done with your career, 30, 40 years down the line or whatever, you know, what's one thing you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I would like to be remembered for having words that healed in any way possible, you know, and music can be healing in so many different ways. You know, if it makes you laugh, if it brings you to a certain time in your life, so, you know, you connected personally with the music because you felt that you two were in the same situation, whatever it might be, I'd love to be remembered for having music that was healing, you know, whether it was through a giggle or through a cry or through, you know, just reminiscence, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah.
I get that. And that kind of begs this next question. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, that's kind of like a trick question to me because I really feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. You know, I wouldn't change a thing, you know. I feel like we're supposed to be, and everything happens for a reason. And if I changed anything, I wouldn't be who I am right now, and I'm pretty happy with
right.
with where I am right now. I hope that's okay answer, because I truly mean that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is sort of a brand new question I've tossed around and asked a very few people, but do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by record executives than it was, say, 25 or 30 years ago with the invention of social media?
Also kind of a trick question, but I'm going to try to answer to the best of my capability here. I think it's less important, because I think with the power of the internet and fans, we have the ability to do what we couldn't have done without a label 20 or 30 years ago, you know? So, I mean, sure, there's opportunity to get exposure, but, you know, if you're doing enough work for yourself and building your own fan base and doing your own marketing and working the power of the internet, you know, you've got these really, you know, self-empowered, independent artists that actually don't need the labels as much anymore either. So it's kind of like, you know, both sides of the coin
right.
there, you know.
Right.
And also, you know, labels don't necessarily aren't looking in the same way that they were to, you know, swoop an artist off their feet and develop them. They kind of want to see what you're doing for yourself, which is kind of funny, because if you get to a point where you've got millions of followers, then why do you need a label anyways, you know? So it's kind of interesting.
Right, exactly. I understand.
The label's like, well, now I want to work with you. It's like, well, I don't know if I want to work with you. So it's kind of funny, but.
I get it completely. Now, speaking of social media, I know you're fairly active on social media. We've tweeted or whatever back and forth several times, which Twitter is initially how we connected via Patrick, because I'd see Patrick tweeting you all the time, or tweeting about you all the time, and my question is this. How has social media affected your career thus far?
Well, I mean, just the fact that you can connect with anybody anywhere in the world is pretty phenomenal if you think about that, you know? So I think it's pretty cool that, you know, I can put something out, share something, and then, you know, somebody else might share that, and then all of a sudden I've got a fan in, you know, let's say Australia or Chile or, you know, just, or France, you know, like that is mind-blowing itself to me, that just through the power of sharing that we can all get connected on the internet. So that's probably the highlight for me, is people that never would have heard my music before, you know, are hearing it because of social media. So I think that's cool.
You know, and speaking for myself, I'm always out there looking for a brand new music I've never heard. I'm obviously a big supporter of independent music, specifically country. So I'm always out there, and I'll tell you this, Chris, I have a ton of respect for what you guys do.
Thank you so much.
You know, and I'll tell you this, having met so many people through this radio show, I've come to find out that the country music community is from the fans to the artists to the insiders is just one big family, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great to meet
you. Okay. Now, I'm gonna switch gears here, and talk about this Worth a Shot EP. like Patrick said earlier, there's not a bad song on this thing. There's top to bottom. It's so great.
Thank you.
I seriously cannot pick the favorite song, but what I wanted to ask is, what is the songwriting process like for you? Like, you start out with like a hook, a melody, what do you start out with when you're sitting down to write?
For me, I am definitely a word girl, you know, so I usually start with with an idea or with a story, you know, either a hook or a concept. So usually it's words first for me before melody, and then the melody I try to kind of incorporate that through whatever feels right via prosody, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm a wordsmith myself. I mean, I'm in the process of writing two books, so I'm definitely in love with words.
Wow. Cool, very cool.
One is about the show, believe it or not, and another one is about my travels to see all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So
that's awesome.
If you can believe this, I was up in California in maybe 2014 or 2015, one of the two. We hit all five California stadiums in 5 days.
That's impressive. Wow.
Yeah. It was a nightmare scheduling all that, but we did it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was an absolute nightmare. I schedule this usually 3 or 4 months in advance. I'll schedule this for these trips, but this trip took 6 months in advance to schedule.
Yeah.
It was. We flew into Oakland, and we spent about 2 or 3 days up in Yosemite National Park, which is beyond gorgeous. It's the most beautiful place in this earth, I think, personally. But then we saw Oakland, went to San Francisco, and the next day we went to San Diego, and then the two in LA on a back to back days. So yeah. 5 stadiums in 5 days. It was crazy.
Wow. That's awesome.
It was totally nuts. We've got about 90 seconds left. Holy crap. This interview just flew by.
Yes. Too much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we... we let you go. I know you mentioned a little side project, which I know a lot of is probably under wraps. But is there anything else that you can mention about it?
I pretty much kind of covered where we're at with it. The name of the project is Side Trip. It's SIDETRIPP, and. Like I said, it's, you know, it's definitely different than my artist project. And, you know, my artist project is Chris Bradley, and that's ChrisBradleyMusic.com. And Facebook is also Chris Bradley Music, and that's with K. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I will keep updating social media as I have more information and I have music to share. But still in the really early stages for that one. That's a brand new baby.
You know, I was going to... Of course, I've got one more question for you to kind of wrap things up with it. And I think this will kind of I wrap things up pretty well. Whether in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
To be yourself. You know, the greatest gift that you can ever give to the world is to be your authentic self and not try to be anybody else. And that's the best advice that I've ever gotten. And I try to live by it
awesome.
All the time,
awesome.
You know.
Awesome. Now, before we do wrap things up, I know you mentioned Facebook, but you want to do you want to tell the listeners where else they can find you on social media?
Sure, yeah. I was on the Chris Bradley music kick, and I was like, oh, that's Facebook, too. So that's Facebook is Chris Bradley Music with a K. Twitter is the mm-hmm. Chris Bradley, and YouTube is the Chris Bradley. Instagram is also Chris Bradley Music. So, yeah, I was trying to get Chris Bradley
Sweet.
Music all across, but YouTube and Twitter are the
right.
Chris Bradley.
Right.
also,
this has been so much fun.
One more thing. I just want to put this out there, too. I would love to be followed on Spotify. I'm really trying to get up. You got to get at least 250 followers before you can become verified and get onto those fun
mm-hmm.
playlists
right.
and everything. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's absolutely, you know, would be my honor if I got more followers on Spotify. Yeah.
I'll put the word out there for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And this has been so much fun, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, and if there's anything I can do for you on the show, please don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you later, okay?
All right. Have a beautiful day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Chris Bradley. One thing I forgot to mention is the song we played earlier, We Don't Paint the Town, charted at number 64 on Music Row Country Breakout Chart for February of 2017, which is freaking cool. Let's see if we've got anything. Next week, of course, obviously, every Friday is Indie Country Radio at 4:30 Central, and you'll just have to wait till Friday to find out who we're playing this week, next Tuesday, March 25th, we have super talented singer-songwriter Mandy Rowden joining us. Let's see, that's next Tuesday. May 2nd, we have a country music duo, Laughlin, joining us. And I literally booked that like maybe a week and a half ago. I saw those two perform this last time I was in Nashville with a mutual friend of ours, and I just thought they were just so great. So I looked them up online, asked them if they wanted to hop on the show for like 30 minutes, and we scheduled it, and boom, it's May 2nd. Okay, this is very, very important. No shows whatsoever, the 5th through the 12th. That's not next Friday, but the next Friday. It's the 5th through the 12th, and no shows. I'll be on vacation. But let's see if I can pull this up real quick. and tell you a little bit about some more shows we have coming up, because we're just totally booked through May. If y'all can believe that. Okay. May 16th at 4:30, we have Sarah Ann Garrison joining us. May 23rd at 4:30, we have my friend Steel Blossoms joining us. And May 30th at 4:30, we have singer Melissa Ramsky. Let me see. And we have something in June that I will tell you guys about sooner rather than later. So I think you've all heard the announcements. And so I think with that, I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days of the Month. Thank you and goodbye.